Hello and welcome to the 2011 Fowler Business Idea Challenge. My name is Professor Alec Johnson. I'm a professor in the entrepreneurship program, and today I'm going to speak to you a little bit about how you put together an elevator pitch. So, a little history about the elevator pitch. It comes out of the sales training process and sales world, where a salesperson needs to, in a very short period of time, introduce a potential customer to their product or service. And the idea of the elevator is that you walk into the elevator, meet a stranger, engage them in a conversation, and quickly find yourself with the opportunity to introduce them to what you're doing. You get to ride up the elevator, you have a short period of time. What are you going to say? That's what we're trying to answer. So, like a salesperson, you are selling your business concept to a potential investor. That is your goal. But there might be some other goals you want to accomplish with your elevator pitch. One might be to actually solicit investment, though that's not typically going to be an outcome of an elevator pitch, but you might want to try that. You might be just really trying to generate more questions from them and get them to engage you, maybe get them to ask or request for a formal investor presentation. All of those are great outcomes for you to go after. And so you need to decide what is your goal in the elevator pitch. Now, because it's a short pitch, typically between 1 and 2 minutes, you have a very significant challenge in deciding what to communicate and how to communicate it to your audience. And the first question we always ask ourselves is, who is our audience? And you may or may not know. And so you may have to change or adjust on the fly what content you include in the pitch. But let me give you some strategies to approach this pitch and help you identify the typical content you would be communicating. So in 1 or 2 minutes, what are you going to do? You want to first decide, what are the key points which I want to get across to this person? Key points typically come out of a set of typical areas. For example, maybe you have a solution you're selling into a very large market. Maybe you have a solution that you're selling into a rapidly growing new market. Maybe you have a solution that is very disruptive to the market, very unique solution. Maybe your key point is that you have an incredible team pulled together that can really execute and drive this opportunity forward. Maybe it's an amazing financial opportunity and upside with a very scalable business model. Whatever it is, you need to decide on 1 to 2 key points that you really want to drive home to the audience and repeat those several times. So the things I just mentioned really get to the key elements of your opportunity. What is your unique value proposition? And this is where people new to entrepreneurship and new to giving an elevator pitch typically have difficulty. The unique value proposition. In answering what is your unique value proposition, you address a few things. First, what problem are you solving? Now, that sounds like an easy question to answer, but typically it's very difficult. Furthermore, as the entrepreneur, you tend to think your audience understands the problem as well as you, and they typically don't. And so you need to be very articulate and very clear about the nature of the problem you're solving. Next, for whom are you solving it? That is also a very difficult question to answer, and you may not actually know who your audience is at this point. You may have a solution, and you're searching for that audience. You know, not everybody in your space is going to be your customer, and you need to quickly figure out who really is my core customer, really who is the one likely to buy this product or service, and be able to communicate that clearly in the elevator pitch. Next, you want to talk about how you're going to do it from a strategic perspective as well as a tactical perspective, And additionally, you need to talk about how is this, one, as good as your nearest competitor, but two, discuss how it's also better at solving the problem versus your nearest competitor. So who are your competitors? How do they stack up on what y'all do well? And how do you stack up on how you do it better than them? And have evidence for that, hopefully. Now, stop and think about this. Elevator pitch, 1 to 2 minutes, a sales pitch to investors with in where you have clearly defined the outcome. You've hit two key points that you want to drive home based around the unique value proposition. Now, there's some examples in the slide you're getting with this podcast. There's an example on YouTube, which I think is great, that highlights a lot of the trapdoors and positives in a sample elevator pitch. So I want to wish you good luck. And in my next podcast series, I will be talking about a full investor presentation. Thanks again. This is Professor Alec Johnson for the St. Thomas 2011 Fowler Challenge, Business Challenge.